We're talking with J.R. Richardson, co-chair for the NRC here in the state of Michigan, sitting in White Pine watching the snow come down today. And I appreciate your time, Jim. I wanted to continue our discussion about hunting at night for coyotes now with centerfire cartridges and unlimited optics or no restrictions on that. What does that typically mean?
Well, when we first got into it, they had night optics with the night scopes, and I don't know all the technical details of it, but it came down to is there was like, those were like, I believe the cheapest ones you get were like $1,500.
Yeah, Generation
X. And eliminated, Generation X or whatever they were. And, a lot of people just couldn't afford that. So, a lot of the people that were, avid hunters of coyotes had, the night lights, different color lights and things that you can flash and you can see through your regular scope. And I think you can buy those for like $150 or $200 just to, make it affordable for people. That's what we went down to. And then, identifying what you're shooting at is obviously a big deal, so I could see the logic.
Well, do you know when that will be put in place? Is that immediate or?
I was just looking at that, and it said, within the thing it said as of when we voted on it, but I don't know for darn sure whether that means it says effective December 9th, 2016, the following sections, the Wildlife Conservation Order. But is that good for this year? I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Adam.
Okay. Yeah.
It said it went into effect in 2016, so I think we got to call up Terry Menzie or someone and make sure, because I don't want to set people in the wrong direction, so we have to follow up on that.
That's fine. Appreciate that, too. Appreciate the due diligence
right
there.
Right.
Well, let's switch gears here and talk about CWD a little bit, because that's something that's ongoing, and we want to continue to stress how important it is. So do you have any news about the CWD and regulations here in the UP?
Well, what we're going to do is, because I was sitting in a meeting at UPSA, and all I could think of is the day that CWD's found, and I hope it never comes, but I think it's almost inevitable it might work its way up, or I hope it doesn't. But what I want to do is make darn sure is that if and when it ever comes, we're all on the same page on, what we're going to do. So what we're about to do, and we're going to do the first one on Friday in Ishpeming, I have a CWD UP task force that we're going to look at. We're going to go over what rules are in place and educate ourselves on exactly what would happen if they find it up here. And then look at that and see if it makes sense to do exactly what, what we have written, or if we have other ideas that are scientifically based that we could look at as alternatives. We'll go there because, as the baiting and the feeding and all that would be, outlawed. One of the issues that a lot of people don't like about that idea is, you're in a high snowfall area and you quit feeding them, they're going to starve to death. So what's the difference between if you get them close nose to nose where they could, have a disease spread like that, and then they're going to starve to death, or you do that and you give them a chance to live and hope they don't get the disease. So I know the biology says keep them away from each other, but that's the sort of thing that we're going to have a good, intelligent talk about, and we'll sit down with the biologists and the researchers and the state veterinarian and work our way through it.
J.R. Richardson, co-chair for the NRC, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you. Let's go and shovel for a while.
I hear you.
See you later.
You
thank
stay
you
warm.
So much, Adam.
Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.